So as I was saying, we're going to rewind things back to 2016 when the very first images of the short film was published, along with the very first version of it. Now keep in mind once again, and I think I had already mentioned this previously, but the whole point of the short film was to serve as a foundational piece and sort of an introduction to hopefully something more like a feature-length movie or series of some sorts that would eventually, as mentioned previously, once again, that would eventually create hundreds if not thousands of jobs in the process. Now where, I know I just touched on the importance of the who and what factors earlier, but just as important is the where factor, right? As in where those jobs are handed. We're talking location-wise, that is. Where those jobs are handed, obviously, would depend greatly on, you know, where we decide to make the darn thing, right? And this is why it was and is so important to allow things to flow accordingly without any sort of interferences, so we can know exactly how well it's doing and where, and not have to go the extra mile and try to figure it all out on our own. But not that the numbers on these other platforms are all that dependable or accurate to begin with, but at least it would give us, you know, it would give us a more or less idea sort of thing, right? But when there's interferences going on behind the scenes, like, you know, fiddling with the numbers to make things appear a certain way to the outside world. I mean, it's so obvious. You know, it's almost like dumb obvious, to be honest. You know, the attempt to devalue or diminish the true value of this thing, that's just dumb. Dumb almost, you know, it's dumb almost to a point where, you know, three things happen. One, it's insulting the public quite a bit because, to be honest, even the dumbest, most intelligent genius out there wouldn't fall for something so obvious. Two, I guess it's a great way to gain someone's trust, right? I guess, no sarcasm there. And three, once again, the whole idea is just flat out dumb. But anyways, with this specific movie thing, with this one specifically, yours truly was, for some reason or another, yours truly was quite confident this one specifically would do just fine, whether it was here or elsewhere. And we're not just talking about based on how it was moving, but you know, sometimes certain ones you can see from a business perspective and from a variety of other angles that this one specifically had enough juice in it to move forward once we add other important components to it, which we won't reveal what those other components or factors are, like personnel, etc., etc. But this one, you know, you can just see it. You know, you can see and feel that it just has it. But I guess, sadly, the fact that it's pretty obvious that this one will work is probably a big reason why all these interferences was going on and is still going on as we speak. But in any case, so end of 2016 and into 2017 was when things started surfacing, like images along with the short film, of course, and 2017 is also when we started the whole interactive stuff, right? Yeah, you all remember that? You know, the interactive stuff, like, kind of like how the social platforms work and stuff, only in this case, we chose to do the interactive stuff specifically on one platform for the time being, and that was on a specific website. Like, I believe it was May of 2017 was when we put out a video to sort of say hello to everyone, if you all remember, for those who have been following along since that time. you know, the interactive stuff that helps or serves as another building tool for this thing to help it grow and blossom organically, so to speak. And I'll get back to the first interactive video in just a bit, because I want to touch on something I emphasized in that video. But anyways, and so strategically speaking, and we won't, you know, we don't want to give everything away, but strategically speaking, leaving this thing and making it available online was part of the strategy to help it grow, to see and monitor certain things, see what needs adjustments here or there, or whether we should do this or that, etc., etc. That's the idea. And so fast forward to 2018 now. A year, I would say, was another educational year. But to be honest, every year is an educational year, because we're learning something new every year, or every day for that matter. But 2018 was used, for the most part, to continue working on this thing, like drafts, as well as learning other techniques and, you know, filming other bits and pieces here and there to help continue adding things to keep you geniuses engaged, so to speak, like getting together teasers and more images and just a bunch of other interactive stuff, you know, the marketing stuff that would, you know, would keep you geniuses engaged. And so by 2019, I believe the final decision on which direction to move this thing was pretty much set. And I won't go into too much details, but this thing was structured a certain way that required it to move a certain direction to certain locations, etc., etc. There was also some minor adjustments made to the very first version of the short film for various reasons we won't discuss, but don't believe there were too many adjustments from the very first version of the short to the final version in 2019. I believe we just added a few scenes in the beginning to serve as teasers for what's to come, so to speak. But anyways, did I mention 2019? Because here we go. Here's when some of the creepy stuff started to occur. But hang on a second. I'll need a quick drink break really quick. And then when I get back, we'll start chowing into some of this. So hang tight, okay? I'll be back.